This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi everyone. Welcome. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio, where in fact, I better get my lug gun here up and get this open sign up. Here it is. Six lug trees. There it is. Now we're open. Got the open sign up. That's what it's all about. As you know, we're here for you. And on air, light is on. That's what it is all about. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm live in Boise, Idaho. If you've never been to Boise, Idaho, well, you might just be there with me right now because we're live. And I appreciate you being here. Each and every week here on Auto World, we have a lot of fun. We do a little trivia. I have Auto World tips. Absolutely. I have, like this hour, we're going to be talking about what happened this last week in the automotive history. You're going to find out. Got five of those for you. So here on the second hour and also the third hour, we're going to get right to all those five. And I have another automobile that we're going to share with you. It's 2022 the world luxury car of the year. And I also have the 2022 world urban car for you here this hour. And I have 17, which we've already mentioned a few of those down the list, 17 fun facts about Easter here this hour. In fact, one of them to start off the hour with is what? Well, buying a new outfit for Easter stems from a superstition. See? Things like that. So stay tuned for all the fun we're going to have. We're going to go into the email bag. And with email, I want to do a little shout-out to our affiliate. I didn't slip in this last hour. Ray, he's listening in West Plains, Missouri. He's listening on AM 1450. Oh, I forgot. I want to do another shout-out real quick to KWPM. KWPM 105.1 FM and KWPM AM 1450. Jim's the owner. Jim, I want to do a shout out to your station and thanks for having us on Saturday and Sunday. Appreciate it. That's how Ray's. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We got to have more than one horn honk from a real car horn. And in the, was that tone of F, I think? I don't know. Maybe our horn's out of tune. Got to get my son to come in. He's a guitar player. He needs to tune this bad boy. Hey, today here on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do a 50th anniversary salute to a corporation that all of you are going to be involved in, if you're not already. And, in fact, I think some of you might have been involved or want to be a part of this organization. 50th anniversary this year, so we're going to be talking a little bit about that organization, so stay tuned for that. And, again, it's all about you, though, folks. I've got some cars that I know a lot of you have been wondering what has been going on this last week in the New York International Auto Show, NYIAS. I'm going to give you a few of those cars that kind of were debuted, a lot of unique automobiles that kind of like, how can they do that? And yes, a lot of the vehicles that were debuted are electric. Yep. And BMW, we'll give you a little bit of news on the BMW X7, the X7. You believe it? I was lucky enough to be in the Spartanburg plant where this great few folks there in Spartanburg that built the X models. And I was there when they had the X5 and got to be able to drive and try to roll it on the figure 8 course. They had the sprinklers on, of course, to make the figure 8 course wet. And they asked me, BMW did, they asked me, if I would please climb into the cockpit, put the helmet on and the fire suit on, and go ahead, try to roll it, Mark. Well, that was what we call a ride and drive, and I had the wipers on full blast. Got wipers? I did. Had them on full blast and was going around that figure eight trying to get that bad boy to roll. That's what test drives are all about. These car companies, folks, the manufacturers, if you didn't know this, they have testing proving grounds, of course, all over. That's in Spartanburg for BMW. But, you know, you've got some in Arizona for quite a few of the car companies, Chevrolet, Nissan, et cetera, Volkswagen. All of them have test tracks. And a lot of you do not, of course, it's not open to the public, so you can't just go up to the gate and say, hey, I've got a helmet and a fire suit. I just bought it down here at AutoZone. Can I test drive your automobiles? No, not. That's not going to happen. So why do they do all this? Well, kind of like when I got for Chevrolet and they had the other brands. Won't mention the other brands to protect the innocent, but we're pulling this 9,000-pound piece of concrete that was on the trailer with the trucks up a 9% grade. And they said, first one to the top wins. It's like grown-ups. I mean, it's like kids, but we're grown-ups, and we're acting like kids, of course. And so who wins? We find out who can tow the best, who can get up there the best. Now, I know that you might not be pulling a piece of concrete around every day to go into from work, but that's what these car manufacturers and truck manufacturers do. They overdo them. I remember the day, you know, hooking up a big, huge fifth wheel. You know, those big boy fifth wheels, big girl fifth wheels that you see, folks, that the fifth wheel part is where the bed is, you know, on top of your pickup box. Like what, 12 feet up? It just barely clears if you go underneath an overpass. That's how big these triple axle fifth wheels are. And I remember the day that they put me in one of those, and all different brands, just think of the truck brands. No names need to be mentioned. I'm not going to tell you who won the contest. I did not roll one. I came out safe, or I would not be sitting here, of course, behind the silver microphone. But I do remember. It was fun. The feeling going around a NASCAR track, towing a big, huge triple axle fifth wheel. And, of course, they said, Mark, your goal on this little test is to see if you can go around the track. We're going to give you 5 laps. Whichever lap's the fastest, let's see if you beat the other media folks that you know. You know, the LA Times, the newspaper folks were there, the TV people were there. I was lucky enough to be the only radio personality there. But, yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you the winner. No need to. But that's how they do it. So if you're in your mountain area in Montana, Idaho, wherever you might be, maybe Denver, Colorado, as you're listening, towing your fifth wheel, and all of us have been in that circumstance, even in your car, driving around the curvy roads, and you're just going a little bit too fast at the last half second. You apply the brakes to slow that bad boy down. If you had a big, huge fifth wheel, triple axle behind you, could it slow it down, or would it push you into the river? Well, at NASCAR test drive, I do remember some of the front end started pushing the front end of those trucks up the wall, sort of jackknifing the way you didn't think it would jackknife. Some of the trucks didn't. I think at my top speed, though, I think I got up to 86 miles an hour. Towing a triple axle fifth wheel. That's what I'm talking about right there. Oh, yeah. Good to have you along. You are listening to Auto World. Looking forward to your emails coming in, of course. How to do that since 1992. My email hasn't changed. It's autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook messenger me. The address is Mark Evans, my name, sitting behind the silver microphone as I am right now. You'll see the photo of me there. Not trying to hide, and please do go over to the Auto World Radio Facebook site. You'll love those photos we always put up each and every week to share with you. If you'd like to share, that's what this show's all about, folks, is sharing. Sharing and caring. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number, 855. 660-4261. Don't forget now a little Instagram too. We have an Instagram account that is Auto World Media. Auto World Media. And the website is, of course, going to be growing more. AutoWorldMedia.com. That's going to be growing. LinkedIn's available also if you'd like to get me there. But I am right now, we're live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza. I look forward to having you come back. Grab some jelly beans? Oh, yeah. How many did we eat in the last year? A lot. That's just one of the Easter. 600 million? Is that? Yeah, 600 million pounds of jelly beans? How many dentists does it take to fix our teeth? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm glad you're in the car with me, folks, riding shotgun along with me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. It is a pleasure to have you come along, no matter where you're sitting with your in your favorite chair. You're driving your favorite car. Your favorite radio is on, and I do appreciate that. That's what it's all about. And again, I do a shout-out to each and every one of you, and thank you. I always have asked you to call your local radio station there where you're listening and ask them for another hour. Maybe you might not be getting all 3 hours of Auto World, and each hour is different. So what I'm saying there, I share with you different emails, and you can learn from the emails. Of course, we call that learning, but we also call it fun. And you might get a good laugh out of somebody's problem. I don't know. Anyway, we have trivia different through each and every hour. And, of course, different phone calls and a little bit of different news facts. And so each hour is different. So if you don't get all 3 hours, just holler at your local radio station by, well, of course, phone or email, or drive in there in person and tell them I said so. I do appreciate it. And you have. I ask and you folks are delivering. I do appreciate that. So if you don't get all 3 hours, for sure, this is how you can. GCNlive.com. GCNlive.com. We're out to be the number one streaming show. Why not, huh? That's what it's all about. More Auto World affiliates coming your way, and that means I have more of you to help. That's what it's about. That's why I'm here. I want to help you each and every week. You know, when it gets right down to it, when you start, I started my career back when I was 13 years old in the automotive arena, in the automotive garage. And for some reason, I wasn't scared of grease on my hands, or blood. Boy, has there been some blood over the years, huh? Yep. Ouch, that hurts. In fact, it just happened the other day. So no matter how old you are, yeah, a little bit of scraping off my upper part of my hand, trying to get a lock cylinder out because the power window decided to take off on me. And the switch wasn't even hooked up. So see, I'm human. Never had that happen. So old Mark here, he should have disconnected the battery. Uh-huh. I'm human. That's all I'm saying. So are you. That's what it's about. Right here on Auto World. Well, the airflow is back. Do you know about the airflow? Some of you do. Some of you don't. Some of you that don't know about it is because maybe of your age. Well, the airflow, well, let's just talk about it. Chrysler. Yeah. Chrysler. Plymouth. Dodge, those three, those nameplates? Well, the name Airflow, folks, is an appropriate one for the modern battery electric vehicle. Wind cheating aerodynamics critical to maximizing both range and performance. But it also has a deep historical roots for Chrysler. The name was first used in 1934 for a breakthrough model that introduced the basic concept of windswept design to the auto industry. The latest model's back, folks. It's called the Airflow. Yep, the model's back, to use that name, follows current automotive trends, adopting a skateboard-style platform with motors, batteries, and other drivetrain components mounted below the load floor. Yep, you got it. Electric. There's only a small grille below the bumper to feed cooling air to the drivetrain. But above that, the hood descends aggressively with a narrow light blade running across the front end, folks, linking narrow slit headlights. I call it a chisel look. I don't know what you might want to call it. It's a cab forward shape. Takes advantage of the fact that there's no more powertrain under the hood. Electric, meaning space is devoted to an engine compartment, has been repurposed for a roomy class-above cabin and plenty of cargo space. The Airflow. The cabin has an elegant, high-tech feel to it with the living room-style seats, of course. Oh, yeah, big, luxurious. Oh, I love it. And video displays just about everywhere you look, front and back. Yep. The design features a elegant, aerodynamic exterior and a modern interior that takes the customer on a new level of, well, digital delight. The Airflow. It's back. But it's back in a different way, as in electric. And, you know, it's going to happen. It is happening. What's clear is that the production of the Chrysler Airflow will be all electric, making the start of the brand shift away from internal combustion engines. The goal is to be 100% battery electric by 2028. Chrysler. They're changing up their giddy up. Why do we know that the concept makes us a car that makes it worthwhile? Well, because it makes use of twin 150 kilowatt electric motors, one on each side, each axle, one on each side, each axle. Yeah, that should be. Well, that should mean a maximum output of about 410 horsepower, and allows for all-wheel drive without a drive shaft hump running through the cabin. That's what skateboard is all about. Skateboard. You know, the skateboard's flat. That you skateboarded on, and you might have fallen off and broken your wrist, or your child did. You know, skateboard with an electric motor. Two of them, one on each axle. Things are changing. So, the Airflow is back. They debuted it there in New York. Yep, the NYIAS, the New York International Auto Show. That's just one that they debuted of many of the car manufacturers that debuted cars there at the New York International Auto Show. And back in the day when they did debut cars at the first car show, it was way, way back when, dirt floors, you know, back in the early 1900s. And they show them, you know, of course, to who? Media folks, and media then takes it, and we run with it, and we talk about it like I am right now, and then they do, or they get our opinions, and we set our opinions aside, or we ship our opinions to them, which we all do that, and they take that, and they either build it, or they don't build it for us. Your opinion on the Airflow, what do you think? You know, 410 horsepower, they're not talking about. With electric cars today, they're not talking about fuel economy. They're talking about torque and horsepower. And the third hour, we're going to be talking about 2,200 horsepower, 1,475 pound-feet of torque coming up the third hour. Oh, come on, really? Yeah, that's the third hour. Stay tuned for that. Can any gasoline engine give you 2,200 horsepower? Oh, yeah. It can, on the drag strip. John the Brute Force, you know, he drives that AA funny car. You know what kind of horsepower that bad boy's got under the hood. But can you literally drive a car that goes 1,000 feet? It used to be called a quarter mile, but now it's just 1,000 feet. There's a lot of reasons why it stopped at 1,000 feet. But they go 1,000 feet now, those AA funny cars, pro stock cars. Can you imagine driving that on the... Honey, I'm going up to the grocery store. I'm going to hop into my AA flopper, and we're going to get there in about 3 seconds. Hang on! We're going to take a short break. We're going into the email bag when we come back, right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty, peace is everyone's primary responsibility. Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All of you have arrived. Thank you for arriving here in Auto World Plaza with me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. It's a pleasure to have you along riding shotgun with me. Be careful, because make sure you got the seatbelt on. Put the tray table up, of course. We don't want any peanuts to be spilled, as I got the pedal to the metal with you. Thank you. A little bit of, I promised you, 17 fun facts about Easter, and I've got a few more. The world's largest chocolate egg was made in Italy, folks. The world's largest chocolate egg, Easter egg that is, was made in Italy in April 2011. Back in 2011. It measured 34 feet and 1 inch in length and weighed approximately, are you sitting down? Sit down there. Thank you. Sit down. We got six rows here in the Outer World Plaza. All of you, sit down! This bad boy, this Easter egg, this chocolate Easter egg, measuring 34 and 1 inch, weighed approximately 15,873 pounds. Now, that's about the same weight as a triple-axle fifth wheel. Where did they put it to haul it? I don't know. Meanwhile, Easter bonnets are a relative new concept in the United States. Back in 1933, composer Irving Berlin introduced the Easter bonnet into American pop culture with his Easter parade. Love it. Coming back in the third hour, we're going to give you a lot more of the 17 fun facts, like decorating eggs comes from where? Has something to do with what's happening today. That's the third hour. A little trivia, a little more trivia on muscle cars. Oh, yeah. Did you ever know about the Rambler Rogue?
Oh, we've gone rogue!
No, the Rambler, the AMC Rambler Rogue V8, a lesser-known muscle car that came as a two-door coupe with a V8 power. Doesn't do as well, though, against the Mustangs and the Camaros and the GTOs. So we never did really see the Rambler Rogue with a V8 come to be. Yeah, kind of sounds cool. Well, with that, I actually have a little more of Rambler trivia in my head. Might as well share it with you. Back in 1950, the Nash Rambler, remember the Nash Rambler? Yeah, I've got half a Nash hanging on the VC garage. Not the studio wall, it wouldn't fit. But I've got the front end of a Nash and the back end of a Nash. It was cut and everything. We got it hanging on the wall out there in the greasy garage. The Nash Rambler back in 1950, a compact, is introduced. Nash President George Romney. He was later the governor of Michigan and in 1968 candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. Views the compact Rambler as a serious challenge to the big three automakers. That was back in 1950. The Rambler. I miss it. My friend back in high school had a four-door Rambler that I think he purchased it for $50. Four-door, I don't remember the model of it. It was rusted, beat up, and everything else. We went out and, of course, Baja'd it in the desert. Had a lot of fun trying to make that steep hill. Never made it. Of course, he had to get a run at it. He said, hang on, and boy, did I. He put the radiator right through the fan when he hit the first part where the mountain, you know, from the flatland to the mountain. Put that radiator right in there. All we heard was the fan going around and around. It sounded like a grinder going into a, whatever. You know what it sounds like, a grinder going into metal. We got about halfway up before the engine blew. See, that's what I did as kids, as a junior high kid. Having fun with cars. That's what it's about. That's how I learned how to fix cars, because we always broke them. Whoops. Okay, let's go into the email bag. We got a little time. Why not? There's one. God dang it. I keep reaching in deep. Well, Eddie, the engine emailer, he's not here today. He's taking the weekend off. And he said, here's the email bag. Go for it. Now, with that said, here's the address for the email. And please, if it's 911, you need help now, put 911 on it, and I'll help you. Because we never know throughout the week, whichever hour that happens with your car, your truck, your lawnmower. Yes, I can help you with your lawnmower, your motorcycle. Yes, I can. Friend called me here this last week. No names to protect the innocent. But this is a true story. He said, can you help me with my motorcycle? It's kind of running bad. And I ride with him, dirt bikes and all. And I said, well, sure, what's it sound like? And he gave me the radio version of the sound, you know. And I said, hey, did you put stable in it? He said, huh? No, I didn't. No, I didn't put stable in it. Stabilizer in the gasoline, folks. So if you have a toy, dirt bike, wave runner, snowmobiles, folks, need stabilizer in the fuel right now because the snow's going bye-bye and we're parking them. So without putting stable in his fuel, it ends up that his carburetor now is all kind of gooped up and gooed up and got some sewage in it. Now we got to put some carburetor cleaner through it and clean it up. It takes more time. It's better just to put stabilizer in it. Start it up, run it before you park it for the winter, and then you're ready to go with Mark when you're ready. Okay. That's for all of you. Let's do it. Email here. I have one. Let's get to it. Went pretty deep. Okay. Now, all these emails are new. The email address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please use it just to say hi. I always I take time. It doesn't matter if it takes me 2 to 3 in the morning. I always will email you. So some of you have had some emails come through from me early morning, and that's the reason why. Don't think for... Yeah, I do get some sleep. It's between, I think, 3 in the morning and 4, but I get some sleep. That's about helping you. That's what it's about. Okay, this email. Let's get to it. It's from Salt Lake. Good weekend to you, Mark. Love the show. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I do. That's my paycheck, and I appreciate these big paychecks, folks. Thank you. Your picture your team put up on Facebook sure hit home with me. When I saw the whole front end completely apart... That my friend was my wake up call. Do not do repairs yourself. What were you repairing on that car, Mark, to have to completely remove the front end? if I can ask. You can ask, and you just did, and thank you. George, tuning in on 1640 AM in Salt Lake City, Utah. Well, George, thank you. Let's do a shout-out. Yeah, shout-out to our great affiliate down in Salt Lake City. That's KBJA AM 1640. Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Salt Lake City, Utah, the Valley there. Good to have all you folks along. I do appreciate, George, you bringing us into the Salt Lake Valley. And thank you. I almost forgot to even say something about that picture, but let's say something about it. If you folks go over to our my Facebook page, Mark Evans, that's the address, my name. You'll see me sitting behind the silver microphone. And that's my Facebook page. And we did a post on that site and also the Auto World Radio Facebook page. We put that car is right now in the greasy garage. That car is a Chevy Cruze. George, you're right. It's red and it's completely torn apart in the front end for a replacement of a radiator. Yes, a radiator. The whole front nose clip is completely torn apart to get the radiator out of there. And if you do look at the picture, like George is, saying here, he said that by looking at the picture, he says, do not do repairs yourself. That was kind of the comment that I typed in there myself, too. I do get asked a lot, can I do it myself? And George, thanks for your email. Definitely, please send me back an address so I can email you some great gifts. And I definitely have some detailed gifts for you that we're going to pull out of the Lincoln Continental that is smashed up, rolled, and crashed many times. But the trunk is still intact. Well, the guys did put a new weather stripping on it, so George, your gifts won't be wet or anything from the weather here in Boise. Get you some good gifts coming your way. Get that car detailed. But yeah, that's a Chevy Cruze, and you got to tear the whole front end apart just to get a radiator in there. So it's called memorization, because the radiator's not right there in front of you to replace. You got to wait for it to come in. We'll be right back with more emails and your phone calls right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Oh, are we going to get in your subconscious? That's what it's all about here at Auto World. Good to have you along again. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We are live right now from Boise, Idaho. I'm in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, sitting in my Dodge Viper chair. I've just been around for 2-3 years. That's what it's all about, folks. I mean, you know, when you get your favorite shoes, you put them on, you just feel good, you know. Little tip I've talked about here in Auto World. If you're driving for a long trip, you might be driving right now, and you kind of don't doze off. You know, you don't have one of those vehicles that vibrate your right and left cheek, if you know what I mean, and or pull your car back into the lane, say, hey, slow up, and take those shoes off.
What?
Yeah, just take your shoes off. Drive with your bare feet or with your socks on. Yeah, maybe next time before you leave, grab some, you know, the baking soda spray and spray your, woo, that stinks. Anyway, you'll stay awake. Anyway, good to have you along. Good to be back. It is now time right here on Auto World. What happened on this week in automotive history? Well, one thing that happened was that in 1964, the Ford Mustang goes on sale, folks. Picture yourself at the New York Auto Show on this day in 1964. There's a huge crowd gathered to hear Henry Ford II, grandson of Henry Ford, making a monument announcement. He begins his speech puffing up a balloon in anticipation, then pop! Nothing. Speechless. That's just one thing that happened. You Volvo lovers and those folks that are thinking about maybe buying a Volvo, here's another thing that happened this last week in automotive history. In 1927, the very first Volvo leaves the assembly line. Back in 1927. See, I always like to make sure that you leave each and every hour of Auto World with a, huh, I didn't know that. Now, you Volvo lovers, I do and have and still am working on Volvos. Just got done with this one this last week. And I tell you what, working on that Volvo that, what year was that? 2008, I believe, 2009. I was actually saying to myself, boy, I sure wish I had a 1927, 28 here to work on. It would have been easier. And back in 1931, this happened on this last week in automotive history. Yes, in 1931, the American racing great Dan Gurney is born. And here's just a couple more things that happened back on this day in automotive history. And that is that we all basically took and take for granted a lot of racing, don't we? We have drag racing, as you just heard. We have NASCAR. We have IndyCar. Well, in 1975, IndyCar racer Paul Dana is born. And he is doing good today. So the faster they go on the track, well, you know, they've always said, race on Sunday and sell on Monday. That's what it's all about right there. Now, I promised you fun facts, and we are going to get to some more fun facts about, you know, Easter. We talked about the largest egg, huge poundage. Decorating eggs comes from Ukraine tradition, folks. Decorating eggs comes from a Ukraine tradition. During medieval times, a very different game was played with eggs back in the day. Now, the very first White House Easter egg roll was in 1878. Oh, yes. President Nixon. You remember those days, Watergate? Might be too young to remember. Little Google trivia there. Now, here's a little fun fact about Easter. Easter is the second biggest candy-consuming holiday. Oh, that chocolate. Yep. It comes in second only to Halloween, as you all were saying and nodding your head. Mm-hmm. Halloween's probably number one. Yep, it is. Americans spend approximately... What? Sit down right now. All of you, sit down. Sit down. Okay, there you are. You're sitting good. That's right. Okay, Easter's the second biggest candy-consuming holiday. Number one is Halloween. Americans, you all spend approximately $1.9 billion on Easter candy every year. Good. Hey, you know about those peeps? You know those peeps that you've probably purchased? It used to take more than a day to make a peep. Yep, approximately 27 hours, to be precise. That was back in 1953 when each candy was handmade with a pastry tube. But today they have machines, of course, robotics, just like they do our cars today, that they speed up the process, and it only takes about 6 minutes to make a peep, thanks to the machines. Now, oh yeah, this third gentleman here in the first row, he's putting a sign up. Thanks, I shouldn't ever give you magic markers, but it works. Thanks, I appreciate the comment. He just wrote down, well then, how many peeps do we all eat? Good question, and I'm glad I brought the magic markers in for you. Americans eat, all of us, you in the back row, Americans, all of us, we eat more than 600 million peeps during Easter. 600 million. That is a lot of cavities right there, huh? Woo! My goodness. Well, before the garage door goes down in the second hour, I want to thank do a shout out here, Vicky. Read her email, and we helped her with her engine light, of course. And Vicky, I want to say thank you again. Great. I've got to read it because I'm overwhelmed, and I want to say thank you. You say, I love everything about your radio program. Vicky's listening on KBOI AM 670, and I'm getting ready to sneeze here. Excuse me. Oh, I'm kind of overwhelmed here, Vicky. She says, I love everything about your radio program. Thank you very much for the trivia and the knowledge and the information. My father was a mechanic and taught auto mechanics at BSU when they had a Votec program. And Vicky, I did go to that Votec program way back when. She says he was sought out for diagnostic questions. And now that he's gone, I am grateful that someone equally as brilliant took over his job. Bless you. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. Means so much to me, and that's why I'm here, and I do appreciate the pat on the back there. It means a lot to me, and I like to help everybody and help everyone that's involved with your problems, of course, and when it comes to automotive and gas, diesel, and now electric, learning a lot more about electric each and every day, and that's where it's at. And with that, I want to thank everybody that makes this happen, that makes it happen for me to get behind the silver microphone each and every week, for each and every hour, 3 hours each and every week, Saturday and Sunday, etc. Axelrod Alex, producer of the show, thank you, appreciate it. Chief Engineer, is General Motor George. He keeps me wired. Of course, Audi Adam is always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager here at GCN. He's always keeping the wheels on the show, of course. T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO. Excuse me. Founder and CEO of GCN, Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy. She's always telling me I'm looking good. Thank you, Lucy, for making me look good. Of course, my personal chauffeur. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. See, you can tell I'm alive because I'm coughing. And know-it-all Jays, the loudmouth janitor, keeps this microphone clean. And the studio. He doesn't want to mess around here at all. Absolutely not. Keeping my seat cushion warm before I climb into the cockpit here in the Dodge Viper seat. Oh, you know she is seat cushion Susie. Yep, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? He does real well. Of course, my PR director, Bobby Besser. Yep. Cadillac Ken, he's always taking care of the Auto World website, autoworldmedia.com. It's a pleasure to be with you each and every day. Of course, Eddie, the engine emailer, he's taking care of the emails for you folks. Coming up, oh, can't forget my haircut. And my, oh, yeah, you know, my hairstylist, Lawnmower Larry. He's always giving me a good clip. Thank you, all of you, for joining me. Look forward to seeing you on the third hour. 2,200 horsepower. 1,475 pounds-feet of torque. What is that? You'll find out on the third hour. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe. Motor on.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.